It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kim Power, the reliable, quick, and scalable EV charging solutions for everyone and everywhere. And StarCharge, the largest EV charging manufacturer in the world, and is also a provider of residential and commercial battery storage. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. My name is Francie, and I am the host of this podcast. So thank you for joining me today for a bit of a breaking news update on the electric vehicle space. So we have seen automakers run into issues with software, with hardware, especially when it comes to EVs. Sometimes we've seen issues that have nothing to do with the battery or the EV technology, but rather the wheels and the manufacturing of these cars. And typically automakers, they're used to running into issues. They have to then send their teams to solve them, whether it be software or hardware, enact those solutions for the cars and get them not only back on lots to sell, but back in the hands of owners if they do have them. With over-the-air updates, we've seen really great ability from automakers to fix a problem without the customer maybe even knowing that there was a problem in the best case scenario. Or just as long as the car is connected to Wi-Fi, you get that over-the-air update and you can go throughout your day. Sometimes over-the-air updates, even if they're software fixes, do still require a car to be brought into a dealership. And that's really up to where the automaker is along their journey to really create a seamless experience despite issues that are natural and innate in owning, creating, driving cars and electric vehicles. So there is pretty breaking news today where the Chevy Blazer EV is back on the market. Sales stopped for this electric vehicle in early January of this year, 2024, about 2 months ago, just after Motor Trend had awarded it their 2024 SUV of the year. So does it have the potential to earn back that title after the major issues that were well documented by auto journalists in the space earlier this year? Since then, we've been waiting to see how the Chevy and GM teams at large deal with these issues and get these EVs back on the market. Of course, there were questions too about the Honda Prologue being built on the same Ultium platform and if this EV would be affected by similar issues, but all signs currently point to Honda being in the clear in that regard. We have other podcasts where we speak to other major auto journalists as well, and we talk about GM and their strategy here and maybe why there have been some hiccups along the way. So I'm eager to see how this automaker is able to not only recover from something like this, but continue to improve on the offerings that come out on the market and create some really necessary and needed competition in the EV space when it comes to price, when it comes to quality of the EVs, and the different use cases that we have from big to small, from affordable to more premium options. At noon Eastern today, March 8th, 2024, Chevy has just announced that they are resuming Chevrolet Blazer EV sales for customers. They say they have made significant software updates. that will improve features and functionality to deliver on the high expectations of their customers. They also say that they are confident these improvements will address concerns heard from some early owners. And as promised, they are carrying learnings over to other products in GM's lineup. Well, I sure hope that they would. They go on to say that they are pleased to announce that the full federal $7,500 consumer tax credit is once again available on Blazer EVs from eligible dealers and for eligible customers. This comes after a pause of just a few weeks, they say, due of the eligibility of getting this tax credit due to the U.S. Treasury's updated guidelines that went into effect at the beginning of this year, 2024. The previously announced $7,500 GM incentive remains in place for non-qualifying Blazer EVs for eligible customers. Okay, what are they saying there? Well, now with the new Blazer EV, you can, or the Blazer EV that is back on sale. It's not really new, but fixed, definitely, hopefully improved. You are able to get that federal tax credit, the $7,500, which as a reminder is broken up into two halves. Half of the tax credit comes from requirements for critical materials, resources used in the production of this EV. And then the other half comes from battery component requirements. So those together create the $7,500 tax credit benefit. Sometimes you can just get one or the other. Obviously, it is a lot of work on the automakers to be able to conform and get their customers this benefit by altering their supply chains and their how they're sourcing their materials and how they're putting them all together and manufacturing them so that consumers can take advantage of the tax credit. And of course, if more consumers are taking advantage of the tax credit and incentivized to buy an EV and Chevy has a decent offering, this is all a benefit for everyone here. And we have some more stories coming up too about the Lyriq that also has the tax credit and some details on that. But it definitely takes work on the automaker side. And we have a whole podcast that breaks down the federal EV tax credit because it is a bit complicated, a little bit. And Max from the Out of Spec Guy channel is just a pro. And he walks me through for about 40 minutes, which is a big breakdown because it is a bit too complicated. But there you can get all the information we have. And I will link that in the show notes. If you are curious about the 2024 EV tax credit incentives, which are distinct from 2023, requirements are going to get more and more strict and specific, and automakers will have to adjust. So that's pretty interesting. So they also went on to tell us the updated model year pricing for on-sale models. So the 2024 model year Blazer EV has three trims, the LT all-wheel drive, the RS R-wheel drive, and the RS rear-wheel drive. The original MSRP was, for the LT all-wheel drive, $56,715,000. The RS R-wheel drive was around $60,000. And the RS rear-wheel drive was around just under $62,000. There are new prices for these. So we're actually seeing from the LT all-wheel drive a decrease of $6,520 to $50,000. Or just about. And then for the RSR wheel drive, they dropped it down about $5,620 to $54,595,000. And then for the RS rear wheel drive, we saw another decrease of $5,620 down to $56,170. These are pretty significant decreases, around 13 to 10% decreases in the prices. That's pretty good. So they are slashing those prices. Additionally, as I said earlier, GM says that the previously announced $7,500 GM incentive remains in place for non-qualifying Blazer EVs for eligible customers. So what that is that GM is actually putting $7,500 off the price tag for EVs that don't comply with the new requirements so that their customers can still take advantage of it, can get the same benefits for those eligible EVs, you know, kind of taking on, hey, we're figuring out our supply side of things. We're still going to give you that benefit. That means that that is coming out of GM's pocket. So I'm sure they're happy to have more and more of their EVs eligible for the tax credit, so they're not taking that hit. Also, of course, when you do include that $7,500 tax credit with these new prices, you can see here they go down to $42,695 for the LT all-wheel drive, down to $1,000 for the RSR wheel drive and $48,670 for the RSR wheel drive. Those are some of the more affordable EV options. The VinFast VF8 is around $48,000. Still, this is pretty pricey, I would say, for the VinFast, as you know, there will be an update soon about all my experience there, but $50,000 is still expensive, and the Blazer EV definitely has some winning back in the hearts of people to do. Perhaps most customers haven't heard of the stop sale, and they will just walk in and see a decent price point, want to adopt an electric vehicle, and this will be the perfect use case for them. So we will see what happens there. They went on to say in their announcement that, as announced recently, the pricing for the Blazer EV's entry trim level, the LT front wheel drive, will start under $50,000, excluding tax, title, license, and dealer fees. And then that they will announce the final pricing for this and remaining models, the RS front wheel drive and the SS model, closer to their on sale date. So stay tuned for even more information. There are other Chevy EVs out there, of course, but you know, we saw the Bolt that was really affordable, but that's just discontinued for a limited amount of time. And I just wanted to note again that I have noted before, but there is a whole site, the fueleconomy.gov website, where you can see what EVs are available to take advantage of the federal tax credit. So for fuel cell electric vehicles, of course, you have to qualify. The dealer has to qualify. There are some things in place. But if you look here, you can, if you're tuning in on YouTube, please do, then you can see that you can select the date you plan to take delivery. If you're in 2023, then you could see that the Blazer, the Bolt EUV, the Equinox, and the Silverado all were going to take advantage of that $7,500 tax credit. But when you change it to the delivery date of this year, anytime in 2024, it goes down to just the Bolt EUV and the Bolt EV. So I expect this to be updated pretty soon after this announcement. I'm not sure how quickly this website gets updated, but it doesn't say the Blazer is available yet, but GM says it will be. Okay, what do you think? Has this convinced you to buy the Chevy Blazer EV with this change and the fact that they fixed it? I think that, you know, if they fixed it, we should be able to trust that there aren't going to be any issues. They say there is an available EPA-ed estimated range of up to 324 miles on the R-wheel drive, or rear-wheel drive. So we're going to, I don't think we've had the chance to test this. So we definitely have to dive into this and see what the capabilities are after it has been improved after the software adjustments and now that the sale is back on. Thank you for tuning into the Out of Spec podcast. Hope to catch you soon. I made scones today, so I'm going to go have one because I've already had two and they're just really good. Blueberry lemon scones. And I don't bake, but they're pretty decent. I hope to see you next time on the next episode. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye, y'all.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.